Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm loving the rain.
You do?
I love the rain.
You know, this is a big week for my family. My kid's going to the Kids' Choice Awards in Los Angeles.
Oh, my goodness. Is that Saturday?
This Saturday, right?
Wow. That'll be a lot of fun.
He interviewed Miranda Cosgrove on his show a couple weeks ago, and she invited him.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that a score or what?
That is a score. So all three of you are going?
No.
Nope.
I have to work.
No.
Yeah.
Abby's going?
Abby's the big winner.
Oh, wow. That's exciting, though, for Max. Wow. That's great.
I know.
So the exciting news for my family is that I found out this morning my daughter needs braces. So.
Wow. That's almost as good, right?
Almost,
well, yours,
yeah.
Yours is going to last a lot longer. His will be a fleeting memory for a day.
No, he'll remember it forever. And I'm hoping that our listeners will remember the show forever today because we have three great guests this morning, Lee. Three very different businesses, but I think our listeners will find them all very interesting and I'll learn a lot about the way they do business and what makes them tick. First up this morning, we have William Fadul from the Mosaic Group. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, William.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about the Mosaic Group. It's kind of an unusual word for the kind of company that you are.
Yes, and we took a couple of years getting there, too. My business partner and I, Rick Goldstein being my business partner, we joined forces at the end of 2004. I started a company called The Building Firm in 1985, and Rick started the company known as DecRite in 2002, and Rick also has a long history in the remodeling community here in Atlanta. And we fussed around for quite a while trying to figure out the best way to market our two companies. A great fit, the building firm focusing on general high-end renovations and remodeling and additions, and DecRite being a specialist in outdoor living spaces and outdoor kitchens and gazebos and decks, etc. We thought it was a great puzzle fit, but we couldn't quite figure out exactly how we wanted to market ourselves. So eventually, and of course the word mosaic is a bit of a metaphor for things fitting together,
mm-hmm.
So we settled on that, and we've rebranded as the Mosaic Group, and two divisions, Indoor Living, which is now the name for the building firm, and Outdoor Living Division for DecRite.
Wow, that sounds very comprehensive, too. Oftentimes, the indoor and outdoor are kept separate.
Absolutely.
Can you talk about, like, you both had two separate businesses, so you were...
That's right.
Just out there in the marketplace. How did you guys connect?
We met when, we actually connected and met when Rick started DecRite, and he contacted several remodelers in town, introducing his new company and his specialty to us. And I just at that time had a very large outdoor project, and it was very appealing to me to take on that job with a specialist as opposed to how I'd approached it in the past. By doing it with our own subcontractors and forces. So I contacted Rick, and we got together on that project and did that project as two separate companies and realized that our business philosophies as well as our expertise matched very well. And we went on to pursue a partnership, which took us a couple of years to get together.
So I understand that you're Earthcraft certified and you're Georgia's first green certified professional group. Can
That's
you explain
right.
That?
And actually, Amy, the Earthcraft certification accrues to the individual who takes the training. So there are four of us on staff who have the Earthcraft certification. And David Shepard, who is one of our project managers, is Georgia's first Georgia certified, green certified professional, excuse me. So we're very proud of him.
And what does that mean? I mean, our listeners are probably thinking, they've heard the term going green. How do people go green with their home?
Oh, that's a long, long answer, and I don't want to monopolize the time, but I will hit the high points.
Sure.
The Green Certified Professional designation, by the way, is a new designation, and David studied very hard to capture and master all of the information for that. The going green, obviously, it's more than reached its tipping point and hit the mainstream. So in some senses, it's losing meaning because of all the exposure. Now it's our responsibility to focus more on what it actually means for our consumers in specific terms. And there are many, many different levels of green that you can apply to residential remodeling.
So right now in this economy with, I guess people aren't buying new homes, but I would imagine they're fixing up their homes.
Mm-hmm.
How does it work when does a person just have an idea like, hey, I think I'm going to need a new kitchen, and then they start shopping around to contractors? Like, what's the process? How does it work?
And I guess the question is generally, how do people find us? What are they actually looking for?
Exactly.
And in this market, we have, and I don't want to hark back to something that was a very negative experience in our national history, but there's a lot going on now that feels similar to what happened September 11th, 2001. People are really settling back into home and hearth and family values. Obviously, our nation's gone through another crisis, so they are calling us for all sorts of projects, from extensive repairs to remodeling. They do contact us usually for specific projects. As Amy began to point out, we have very comprehensive services, from all design, architectural and interior design, through the entire construction process and all consultations, including green consultation. So, Lee, we get calls for all sorts of projects, and then we just direct them to the division that's going to handle them.
And is there an entry point? Like, do people come to you for decks first, and then they realize you do all this other stuff, or do they come in for a kitchen or a bathroom, and then they realize you do decks?
Well, I appreciate that question, because that's exactly why we rebranded the way we did. We were having a lot of difficulty making sort of bridging between the building firm and DeckRite. We had clients for whom we'd done extensive outdoor projects, for instance, who had no idea that we did kitchens, that, for that matter, had no idea that we did architectural work for interior projects.
What does that mean, architectural work?
We have design services on payroll, on staff, so in-house design services. And people did not realize that we could handle all of their remodeling needs until we realized this was the way we needed to proceed with our rebranding.
Oh, so they thought you were just DeckRite? The building firm.
Exactly. A lot of our clients did. And shame on us for not spreading the word more, even when we were two different identities.
So now that you've rebranded, have you found that it's easier to communicate that you do both?
It's been fantastic.
That's great.
And we also opened our new showroom, had our opening party in December, which was a tremendous success. I invite everybody to come visit. It's the only combined indoor and outdoor showroom that we're aware of in Atlanta, and it's been very effective already.
And so what's in that showroom?
We have in the indoor showroom, we have a model kitchen, and we have a model bathroom. And then as you step outside, as it were, which is actually inside, we also have a porch, deck, patio, outdoor kitchen, outdoor fireplace, all of it combined in one. So you sort of get the experience of walking through a home from the indoor to the outdoor and back.
That sounds terrific. How can people access your information? Do you have a website?
Absolutely, mosaicgroupatlanta.com. And we certainly welcome phone calls at 770-670-6022.
Wonderful. I got to stop by and see that. I would love to have an outdoor kitchen, outdoor living area.
Well, Amy, we'd love to have you by.
That sounds terrific. Any final thoughts for us? Any other facts or anything you want to share with the listeners?
Well, we would like everybody out there to know that Mosaic Group will handle all of their remodeling needs, and that includes repair work. We actually do handyman work as well, and we do large, comprehensive design-build projects, both indoor and outdoor.
Terrific. Thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you, Amy.
I hope our listeners will reach out to you. Gosh, you have no idea the benefit of being able to go to one source for all of that, rather than having to coordinate a contractor and an architect and
Absolutely.
The drywall guy and the electrician.
Yeah. Say it for me, and it's a terrific time to remodel as well, with interest rates being low and people staying in their houses.
Terrific. Thanks so much for being our guest today. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have David Esarno. And David, I went to your website, and my goodness, what great photos.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. We have David, who is the CEO of Clix. Tell us about Clix.
Well, Clix the concept of Clix has been around since 1999. We were revolutionary back then. We were the first all-digital portrait studio. When we opened in 1999, people would come into Clix, and they would literally call their friends and say, you've got to check this place out. We can actually leave with our pictures today. I mean, you know what? That it's 10 years. Look how far the industry has come in 10 years. It's not as revolutionary as it was. Although we are working on things that are going to turn the industry on its head again.
So when you talk about portrait studio, so folks come in there with babies for professional pictures. Walk us through some of the clients you have.
We actually cover all genres. We cover kids. I mean, obviously, the most portrait active time in a family is when you have children 0 to 5 years old. Mm-hmm. But we do cover families. We cover pets. High school senior photography. A big market that we have coming in today is people coming in for their dating photos, and they're saying, "Can you take a little bit off here? Can you remove a line here?" I mean, some people have told us we're better than Botox.
Wow, that's good.
But we're a whole lot cheaper too.
You do make people look good, that's for sure. So how did you first get involved with Clicks, from its inception or?
The company is actually, as I said, it was founded in 1999. I got a call in June of 2004 from someone that I've known for a long period of time that was working with the president of the company, and they wanted to take it national. But at the same time, they were looking for someone to be the CEO, to bring it national. And I went up, met with the founder, loved him, loved the team, met with the board of directors, and before you knew it, we were working on a national expansion. We rebranded the look and the feel. Basically everything you see today, you know, we've worked on since 2004.
So I understand that Clicks has been ranked as a top 100 emerging franchise.
Yeah, we're very proud of that.
Yeah, that's very cool. So tell us about just that in general. If someone's looking to own a franchise, do they need to have a photography background, or, you know, walk us through that?
Actually, we prefer that people don't necessarily have a photography background, because they have preconceived ideas on how they want to go about doing things. We want business people, people who want to build a business, want to work on a business, that you can't run a business from the camera room. Not to say anything bad about photographers, but they're not necessarily the best business people. They're artists. So I recommend that our franchisees hire people. And we actually have two different opportunities out there. We offer the portrait studio that I just mentioned. But most recently, we've also have split off and offered a home-based opportunity, you know, where you can start from home. You don't need to have $300,000 to $400,000. If you have $35,000 to $45,000, you can operate a Clicks on-location events franchise from the comfort of your home. You can build up a customer base. You can start building that capital that you can then parlay it into opening up a studio down the road. So should you choose, it's a great opportunity. And, you know, really,
what's an events? What's the difference between the two?
The on-location events is going anything that would happen outside of a studio. We would go to preschools, daycares, kids sports leagues, community charity events. We would do high school proms. We do favors at weddings, bar and bat mitzvahs. It's really limitless as far as what you can do outside of the studio. There's tons of opportunity. It's only what you want to create.
Right. So that's a better fit for like a beginner franchise person?
I don't know if it's beginner franchise, but it depends upon the capital you want to invest. Uh-huh. I actually think they both work very synergistically together, if you think about it. If you get your on-location events business up and running, whether you want to open a studio or not, it can be a great business for you.
Right.
High margins, very low costs of goods. But the great thing about when you have a studio, the on-location events can feed it, because anyone that you touch outside of the studio, I mean, you could work on your events for 6 to 9 months before your studio opens. Those 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people that you photographed already know who you are, know your quality, and they're already customers. They're easier now to invite into your retail studio location.
You mentioned earlier, before the show started, how you were using social media to grow your business. Will you touch on that a little bit?
Absolutely. Back earlier this year, actually earlier in 2008, we decided that we were going to cut down on our costs. I mean, we all know what happened, and it as far as the economy, it was slowing down. This is before the crisis, so to speak, of today. But we took it as an opportunity to see how can we do things differently? How can we think outside of the box? And we cut $8,000 a month out of our budget, so to speak, to attract franchisees. I mean, that's a lot of money. We were on all these online portals. We were getting hundreds of leads a month. But we decided to do it a little bit more strategically and grassroots. I went out and we put a video on YouTube, attached that to our website. I started a blog, The Clicks Cafe. Earlier in the year, a franchisee told me about Facebook. I started saying, what is this Facebook thing? How can we utilize this to promote the franchise opportunity? And what we realized and what we found out is the number of leads that we got, although they were a little bit less, the people were they were higher qualified. They had already understood who Clicks was before we spoke with them. They had read everything. They had seen every video. They had immersed themselves in the company. And when they were talking to me for the first time, they almost acted like they knew me. So basically, we're letting people get inside of our head. And what I realized with social media and social networking is it breaks down those barriers that you have where when you send out an ad or you have an ad on Google, for instance, that people have to click on, you're advertising to them. But when you get someone reading an article that you write or listening to a radio program that you have, they feel like they know you. You've broken down that line of communication, that barrier. And it was very successful for us. We continued to grow. I started getting emails on a daily, sometimes weekly basis from potential franchisees saying, I love that blog article you put up. I love that direction. And they started giving me ideas. So then we said, well, how can we use this for our studio and on locations business? And since then, we have now launching throughout our whole system, our whole chain of 32 locations, a Facebook strategy where each studio has their own Facebook page. We're asking our customers to be friends of Clicks on Facebook. We're offering Facebook-only specials and promotions that we can put out to each of our local friends, whether it's Marietta or if it's Rochester, New York, or Huntington, New York, or Seattle, Washington. It doesn't matter. So we're trying to do it more of a grassroots level. It doesn't cost a penny. It doesn't cost a penny to do any of this. It just takes time.
Right, and knowing.
How are the franchise owners? Are they good with this? Are they embracing it as well?
They absolutely love it. We have at least monthly conference calls with our franchisees. In the last two, we've touched on this new strategy. We've provided some results, and we're launching a new initiative that we have along with the digital or along with the Facebook strategy. We're calling it the digital alternative. We want that where everyone is calling their friends, telling them about Clicks. We've launched the digital alternative within Clicks Portrait Studios where most portrait photography companies hold their high-resolution image files like negatives, where they won't let anyone have them.
Right.
I mean, it's their gold, it's their inventory. But the truth is, less than 1% of the people will ever come back and reorder. So we have a program where people who do digital photo booking, digital scrapbooking, can actually leave the studio that day with their print-ready digital files. And
wow.
It's something that we're launching, and we think will create that same buzz that we had initially with Clicks saying, you got to go check this place out. You want to do your scrapbooking weekend? Go to Clicks, get your portraits because you can include their images in your scrapbook.
Well, and photos are easy to share. So the easier you make it to share them, the more people will share them.
Absolutely. And along with this new strategy, where if people become a friend of Clicks on Facebook, we will upload their session files to our Facebook page, and then they can bring them over to theirs. So there's a lot of things that we're doing to try to tie the social media, social networking, in this new digital advantage that we're offering out in the marketplace.
Are you using other social media outlets other than Facebook?
I'm using Twitter. We're going to be trying an event that will lead people to us. I've got the blog.
What about Flickr? Is that a competitor?
Flickr is more of an online sharing site, photo sharing site.
Right.
We're not utilizing that for our business right now.
Do you view it as a competitor?
No, I don't view it as a competitor. In fact, Flickr would be a great place. If people have Flickr accounts, they'll be able to utilize their high-resolution image files or the low-resolution image files, and they can post them on their Flickr accounts and share them with their friends.
Right.
Once they walk away with the digital advantage, they own the copyright to that image. What they do with it is totally up to them.
That's great. Tell us where your studio is in Marietta, and then also some information as to how folks can reach out to you.
We are located in the Avenue East Cobb at 4475 Roswell Road. If they'd like to call the studio directly, it's 770-578-3383. And if they'd like information on the franchise opportunity, they can visit us at clixfranchise.com. That's clixfranchise.com or 1-888-246-2549.
Lee, maybe we need some new headshots by Clix, because I saw the before and after of some of those pictures, and I think they could even make me look good.
We'd love to have you
over.
We
need help.
We do need help. We have the face for radio, Lee.
Exactly. We're safely behind the microphones.
Yes. Thank you so much for being our guest today, David. We hope folks will reach out and find out more about Clix.
Thank you for having me.
Next up, we have Justin Palmer, who is the Club Blue president. Justin, gosh, you're not that old, but you have a lot of experience. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So, Justin, I know you have a real job, like a daytime job, but we're here a little bit more to talk about Club Blue. Tell us about Club Blue.
Well, Club Blue is quickly becoming my full-time job, only because we all just love it so much and it's going so well. Amy, Club Blue is essentially a social networking organization for young professionals here in Atlanta. And the catch is, or the tie that binds, rather, is that we exist to support the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Atlanta. So we commonly like to say that we party for a purpose on behalf of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Atlanta.
Terrific. So is Club Blue in other areas other than Atlanta?
That is an excellent question, actually, and I'm glad you asked that. It started here in Atlanta barely 14 months ago, and we have already helped to found an organization in Nashville, Tennessee, Raleigh, North Carolina, and we have interest from Boys and Girls Clubs in about six other metro areas, from Miami to L.A. to Dallas, throughout the country.
So can you walk us through how it works? Like, what's the age of people who are involved?
Sure. We like to say that the age limit is less important. As we go, I think our youngest members are typically college graduates, graduate school graduates, and they go all the way up to it goes back to the old saying that you're as young as you feel. And for someone
so
who
like
wants
30?
To come out, I'd say mid-30s. I'd say mid-30s.
Oh, no, we're already too old, Lee.
Oh, no. I wouldn't say that.
Okay, so Club Blue, how has it helped you? Or tell us about some of the service activities you've done as a professional and how it might be helping you in business.
Sure. Well, I think that Club Blue, what it does for you personally, and a lot of what I've gotten out of it, and I guess we're speaking outside of the fact that you actually get to see and touch what goes on in an actual Boys and Girls Club. For example, our board is made up of young professionals, and it just so happens that all of these are just extremely dynamic and talented women. And for someone like myself and just kind of engaging and learning how to interact with people that come from a different background as you, the interaction, the decision-making, the leadership skills that you develop in the club is tremendous. Secondly, is obviously networking opportunities. Our organization is made up of bankers, CPAs, PR professionals, even attorneys. We even let attorneys in the club, and it's just great to be able to get the different perspectives that they bring, not even to mention the different business opportunities. And I've even yielded one nice piece of business just from a simple friend that we met through Club Blue.
Now, are your events business networking events, or are they more social mixer kind of events?
They're more social mixer type of events that quickly turn into, as a byproduct, business events. I think the very unique thing about Club Blue and what makes this networking so much different is that everyone is there because of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Atlanta. And what that does, you know, David was just talking about, you know, kind of tearing down some of the typical barriers that may exist in networking, is that no one comes there thinking that, I've got to pass out six business cards. I've got to meet this person, got to meet that person. It's much more natural. And you go there and you learn about the Coaches for a Cause program we have, the Women of Distinction program that we have, and then all of a sudden you get to talking to someone, and hey, they work at the law firm that your company uses, and they end up referring you business, or it's a CPA, if you're in the insurance field, you know, great referral source or whatnot. So you kind of develop a deeper relationship there that kind of builds a trust on a business level.
Why don't you walk through, like, some of the upcoming events and explain what's going to happen each one, so if people are listening, they can see if this is something they'd be interested in checking out more.
Sure. The first thing I'd mention, to get in a shameless plug here, is to go to clubblue.org. And there you'll find links to all of our events and the schedules or whatnot. The next one that we have coming up is April 22nd. And that's a mixer, just typical social mixer that we're going to have. We may have a guest speaker there just to speak about the Boys and Girls Clubs and what goes on a daily basis. But the one that I'll select to throw out to you is on May 21st. We are going to the Braves game. The Atlanta Braves have been absolutely wonderful to us. They've really taken on to what we're trying to accomplish. And you know, a lot of our demographic is what they're going after as well. So they've given us a great deal on tickets. We're doing $20 for members, $25 for non-members. And what we're going to do is they've given us a patio to just share, mix and mingle. We're just going to introduce Club Blue. Again, that's all we want to do is introduce Club Blue and give these professionals who live such busy lives an outlet to become involved. And from there, it's really up to you. It's just going to be nothing but a good time, a fun time with people who are there for the same reason that you are.
Now, on the mixer on April 22nd, where is that being held?
That's a good question. If you want to find out where that's being held, and I know where it is, but I'll keep the suspense going. You can go to www.clubblue.org.
Oh, goodness. That's good. What a great way, though, to meet folks, to connect with young professionals, and then also to positively influence children and teens in Metro Atlanta. That's a great cause. And the Boys and Girls Club, that's been around a long time, right?
It has been. Boys and Girls Clubs is such a well-established organization. We're very fortunate to have the support of the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Atlanta, and of the board. I think that they've all looked at the organization and tried to, in the true entrepreneurial spirit, try to just keep that next generation coming up behind them. And as Club Blue, we're just thrilled, ecstatic to be able to contribute to such a noble cause, a noble organization. I'd really encourage everyone to not only go to the Club Blue website, but to check out www.bgcma.org for more info on the Boys and Girls Club.
And that's the Boys and Girls Club website, right?
That is correct.
Now, I see on my notes that you guys are on Facebook as well.
We are. We are on Facebook. We are very much in the social media game. A lot of our members kind of grew up in that world and are now kind of seeing it reach its adolescent stage.
How do you use Facebook to grow this organization?
Sure. What we do, what all the members do, we simply post it to our profiles, and then we simply go out and share it with our friends. Actually, what we're doing right now to coincide with the National Boys and Girls Clubs Week, we actually rang the bell at the New York Stock Exchange this week, the Boys and Girls Clubs did, to coincide mm-hmm. with the week. We're having a membership drive. And it's a great question, Lee, because what we're doing is we're just going to our Facebook page, you can find us on Facebook just by simply searching for Club Blue, mm-hmm. or by searching for me, Justin Palmer, again, and that you'll find all the information you could ever want. So we're just sharing with all of our friends. We're just hitting that little plus button that says share and inviting all of our friends to join. And that's how we've grown the organization. It's been very much a word of mouth, grassroots, spread like wildfire type of event. And now, all of a sudden, we've surpassed all of our wildest dreams, wildest expectations.
In just 14 months.
How many members do you have right now?
We are over 150 members. I believe last count we were at 151 members. We've raised well over $10,000 so far. And this is not even the tip of the iceberg. This is the beginning of the tip of the iceberg.
What was the impetus to create this from 14 months ago?
Sure. I think there was a predecessor organization here within the Boys and Girls Clubs called Leadership Council. And what we looked at, what me and a group of others looked at, was that we live in such a dynamic, diverse city of about 4 million people. And we're just recently ranked the number one destination in America for young professionals. So why is there not such a more deeper organization to allow these people to connect? So we just looked at the demographics we had and decided that we can really make something work if we just put a lot of effort behind it and the passion that we've all got. We're sitting here with two entrepreneurs themselves. I'm sure they just tell you got a great idea. You just put your nose to the grindstone and just run with it.
How has having this access to a Facebook and these kind of social media networks Has that, you think, fast-forwarded the growth of this organization?
Absolutely. David just got done saying that it doesn't cost one penny. That's a lot of what we've done for a young organization. We are very resource-constrained, mm-hmm. And we have gone to certain centers of influence among our memberships, number one. And then number two, we've used the social media. Because, again, when you just give someone the opportunity to click on the website or to read a little bit about it, they kind of do all the research themselves, and it's not that you're giving someone a sales pitch.
Right, it's more education.
Absolutely.
And if they want to do it, then they do it.
And that's exactly it, and we find that more often than not. People just want the opportunity.
Now, what about you have a lot of relationships with businesses. I see you mentioned the Braves. There's the Hawks, the Thrashers. I see BB&T,
yes.
Sage Real Estate Advisors, and Metromix. How did they get involved?
Our sponsors essentially came from our existing membership. BB&T Bank, where I'm currently employed as a commercial lender, we stepped up to the plate and we sponsored. That was how that came about. And then Sage Real Estate Advisors is a real estate agency here in Atlanta that had worked with one of our members. We approached them, and the guys at Sage Real Estate Advisors just jumped on board. Mm-hmm. Metromix.com, who I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with, is a great place to find out the happening spots or the happening events in Atlanta, affiliated with WXIA here in Atlanta. They saw our demographic and just said, this fits perfectly, and made the sponsorship donation, and they've been wonderful with supporting us. The Atlanta Hawks and Thrashers would love to fill as many seats as they can. The Hawks play on the court is certainly helping as well. Helping as well as of late. So, all these people, it just kind of aligned with their strategic interest to support us. But again, it all started with our members looking at the noble organization that the Boys and Girls Clubs of Metro Atlanta is and kind of willing to step out and ask.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much for being our guest today. Lee, we're running out of time. We
yes.
hope folks will reach out and learn more about Club Blue, especially if you're a young professional. Sounds like a really fun way to meet folks, network, and make a difference in your community. Until next week, thank you all for listening. I'm Amy Otto, and have a wonderful week.